Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ken Yancey's with us, too. By the way, Ken is a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, the CEO of SCORE, an organization that I've been telling you about for a long time, an organization that I admire and recommend to you at the drop of a hat in less than a second's notice. And I've asked Ken to join us to give us an update on where things are in the economy, what he sees out there across the economy, and tell us a little bit more about SCORE. Ken Yancey, welcome back to the show.
Jim, always good to be with you. Thanks so much for your support.
It's good to have you here, Ken. You know you've always got it. Ken, I want you to – you're traveling all over the country all the time talking to the people. You're SCORE members, your SCORE volunteers – who are out there. I mean, you're only one degree of separation away from our heroes, small business owners. And when you hit the field, there's no separation. You're right there where the rubber meets the road. And tell us a little bit about what you're seeing out there across the economy.
You know, Jim, you see a lot of different things. I think the two that come to mind for the most part are, one, small business owners that are looking for customers. They want to grow their business. They want to increase their sales. They want the cash flow that results from that. Today, so many of the businesses that we see that I have the opportunity to talk to, they're not interested in a loan. They couldn't pay it back if they were able to get it. And today, what they really need is the cash flow. The other thing that I'm seeing, and I think this is actually very encouraging, is people asking, you know, is it really okay to start a business now? Mm-hmm. Do you think we can do that? Are we far enough along? Can I do it? How do I do it? What do I do? I've been thinking about it for a long time. And I think that there's a level of enthusiasm, confidence, interest that's bubbling up underneath all of the challenge. And I think that next year we're going to see some folks that had not intended or maybe had not thought until recently about being an entrepreneur, taking the first step into that independent opportunity and becoming more heroes. Jim,
one of the things that I predicted this a year ago, and actually more than a year ago, that this would not be a good environment for startups because of the lack of credit, the lack of personal credit, and the lack of equity that had been eroded by, for a lot of different reasons, which is where, as you know, bootstrapping startups, the capital comes from, is where mine came from, and so I knew that it was going to be a tough time for startups. But what I think is going to be interesting over the next couple of years or so, Ken, is those businesses that have survived, as the economy expands without the pressure of the startups, and the pressure that startups put on the pricing structure. I'm predicting that the next couple of 3 years will be extremely profitable for the companies that are actually still in business. What do you think?
I agree. I think that, you know, to have been able to survive the last 2.5-3 years, and the lessons learned and the fact that some level of contraction has occurred within those businesses in most instances.
And efficiencies have happened.
Exactly. Become so much more efficient and so much better at managing their business. I think that as confidence grows and as people begin to spend and B2B opportunities continue to grow, I think that you're going to find businesses that are certainly more profitable. They're going to have cash flow to do things, whether they're going to expand or hire people. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a real bright spot. I agree.
Well, you know, I'm looking at our one of the things we do on our homepage every week, Ken, is ask a different poll question. And this week's question is simple: how did 2010 turn out for you, for your business? And what's interesting is that more than 4 out of 10, almost half, said Well, let me rephrase that. About over 60% said they either had a good year or they had a record year in 2010. But almost a third said the recession is still not over. And so there's a real distinct stratification in the fortunes of small businesses out there across the country, isn't there?
Well, there is, and I think you have, you know, leading and lagging businesses. You have some businesses that that because of the industry, they're positioned to do well early. Some of the businesses aren't positioned as well. As a matter of fact, in some instances, construction might be a little late. But
right.
When you see the architects and the designers beginning to see upticks in their customer base, then those that are in construction are expecting that at a point in the future. So I think that clearly there are leaders and laggards, and we're hoping that everybody catches up in the new year.
The people who are going to do the best in this very methodical, deliberate expansion, I call it an M recovery. You've heard of the U's and the V's and all that. Ken, I call it the M recovery, and M stands for marathon. This is a long race, and I think the ones who are going to do the best are the ones that have found the way to be disciplined and to identify tiny, tiny increments of opportunity and growth. What do you think?
And I agree with that, and I think, you know, business has always been a marathon rather than a sprint, and those that sprinted often overlook those details that you mentioned earlier. So those marathoners, those that are in shape and that did the training by making sure their business is viable and their financials are in place and strong and all the indicators are right, they're prepared for the long haul, and I think that they're going to enjoy the coming year. Those that that weren't prepared, those that that moved a little too quickly without paying attention to the basics, you know, they've really struggled, and I think they've learned a lot over the last 2.5 years. And if they're still around, and we certainly hope so, they have learned that lesson, and mm-hmm. they're prepared for the long haul as well. So I think what we're all saying is that we're looking forward to a good 2011 for small business owners.
You know, one of the things that's I'm very excited about America for, Ken, is that we have organizations like SCORE. We have a safety net, a support net of people like SCORE and Chambers of Commerce, other organizations that you and I work with, that the SBA. We have these things in America to help the foundation of our economy, which are small business owners. Other countries don't have this kind of a network, do they?
Yeah, they certainly don't. And you know, I think that small business owners need to realize that they don't have to face the risks alone.
Well said.
There
Ken,
are so many places to go.
Hold on to that thought, because when we come back, I'm going to get you to tell us about one of those places that he knows very well, folks. I hope you'll take advantage of some of the capabilities, some of the resources that are available out there to help you go into the second decade of the 21st century. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.